worry about it. It's not like it affecting you like sight or deafness or something, or mobility.
Nowadays, there's a great deal of media publicity about type 2 diabetes being due perhaps to obesity, drinking too much, not enough exercise. Yeah. Was there any embarrassment for you in saying you had diabetes?
No, none at all. I mean, I think it depends what you do, but with me, I've always, both at work, had to go out an awful lot. And then later on, going out talking, which I do an awful lot now. I mean, three times this week when I've been out. No, twice this week, three times last week, for example, in the last fortnight, where everything abounds, good food, good drink, everything. And where if you've got to perform, you feel, I don't feel worried about speaking anyway. I get worried about hearing aids going. It happened to me once on the television, once on the radio, when the thing just went completely bad. I mean, so any worries I might have about having to speak to however many people is always subsumed by the fact that there's something far more important for me, and that is all these machines like hearing aids packing up. And so that's never been a problem. But as I say, about food and drink and so on, over this last year, when I've had nothing to drink at all, I would have consumed thousands of units, whatever they are, thousands of them. Yeah.
Now, you've already said that you were not always strictly truthful with the members of the medical profession. Can you talk about how often you have seen doctors and nurses over the last 18 years?
Well, for a start, there was a slightly different system in which the GP, certainly my GP, took over. He had a sort of diabetic clinic. You go in and it wasn't a question of waiting to say you've got a bad foot or something. He would call you in and say, how's the diabetes? And he would take your blood pressure and you'd show him your even semi-fabricated blood for the previous fortnight or a book they were in and so on. That happened fairly regularly with me for a start, maybe three or four times a year with a GP. And then I would go to the infirmary, Radcliffe Infirmary, the unit was then, maybe twice a year, occasionally three times a year, usually about twice a year. So in the first few years, I was seen